Welcome to the St. Christoph here in beautiful downtown Granby. Is that you guys ready to laugh tonight, huh? Yeah, our first comedian is none other than the world famous JJ Bannister.
Thank you so much. Yes. My name is JJ Bannister and I am a comedian. Yeah. You're at a comedy club, big surprise, you're a comedian, right? Yeah, people always ask me, like, hey, man, you know, all the things you could be doing, like, why don't you get into comedy? You know, I tell them, you know, my dad was a comedian, my grandfather was a comedian, so I guess it's just really in my blood. That's pretty bad, yeah. I just really wanted something to sink my teeth into. Yeah, no good. Yeah, I think so. I mean, sir, do I need to explain the joke to you over there? Yeah. You seem a little lost, I'm sure. Maybe later on tonight, you'll be on the way home and you'll pick up on it. Wow, what a good-looking crowd. I'm just looking across to all the people out there. Wow, just a lot of really attractive folks, man. Wow, holy shit. So maybe that section over there. Buggers in there, but you know, maybe we'll leave house lights off on that section over there. The rest of it, let's bring the lights up a little bit. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, wow, look at that. Oof. So many Audis out there. So, it's me coming to a little bit of a shock to you, but I'm single. You know, it's probably why I'm trying to hit on everybody in the crowd right now. Yeah, single? Yeah. I mean, it's tough, right? I don't know about you guys, but dating right now is just tough. You know, I'm a vampire, as you guys probably can sort of tell. You know? And for a little bit there, I was dating a bunch of shapeshifters. I know. Yeah, audible gasps all around. It's the year 2250, you know? Yeah, come on, man. You know, why don't you come out of the dark ages? It's okay if vampires and shapeshifters date. Yeah, fuck it. But yeah, dated a bunch of shifters over the years. Some werecats, a couple werewolves. Never a werehyena, though, right? And, yeah, it's good, man. It's cool. Now, you do have to worry about that, you know, pesky full moon. You know, you gotta lock them up. Lock them up in the old cellar there inside that cage, otherwise I'll rip your head off and go bowling with it. Yeah, that's kind of a downside. I've dated some vampires over the years, too. Yeah. Vampires are cool. Vampires are, you know, you got the whole sleeping arrangement thing, you know. You got, like, if she doesn't have the extra wide coffin, you know, you're just sort of, like, crammed in there. But yeah, no, dating some vamps. I mean, none of it compares to dating humans, though. You guys remember that? I dated humans back in the day. It's so fucking weird to think about, right? It's like, yeah, you know, you don't tell them. You're just like, oh, BT dubs, and 270 years old, and I'm probably gonna eviscerate you later and bury your body in the field somewhere, right? You know, like, gotta pick up lines that, you know? Yeah. Like, if I drink all the blood in your body and throw you out the window. Yeah, that was tough. The real tough thing, all that stuff aside, too, it was a tough league. You go out to dinner one night, you know, you're at, you know, some Italian restaurant, you're like, oh, this place is really romantic. I'm probably, this is going to lead to something. It feels good. I like it. You look over and she's talking to the waiter. She's really pretty. You know, can't wait to drink her blood later. And you see her, you can see her mouth. And she just says, extra garlic. Oh, no. How could she do that? Instant heartbreak. She goes, no. Can you hold the garlic? Yeah, please just hold the garlic. Hold the garlic. I said that probably 10,000 times. I'll just get into the hat. This says, hold the garlic. There may be a medical alert bracelet. This is like, hates garlic, allergic to garlic or something. Yeah, what a weird time, man. Humans. Remember when humans were around, man? That was just so weird. me prancing around in the woods hiding from them and shit. It's just such a weird time. But yeah, no, yeah, we're past that now. I'm like dating. We're all trying to find our way, right? Have you guys tried Omnilove? You know, how weird is that, right? Omnilove. You sign up for it and then you just get a couple hundred emails from, you know, singles near you, right? It's weird. I tried it for about a month. I did the free trial. I'm not going to pay for that shit. Come on now. I did like the free trial of Omnilove. Got two messages and they were like, hey, where I am is right. Yeah, you know, but hey, that's a great crowd, good looking crowd, and you're laughing too. I like that, makes me feel good. You guys want me to feel good, right? You don't want me to be sad up here. And folks, don't forget to tip your servers too. Now they're right? bringing you that top shelf synth. Yeah, you're just sitting there like you're the king of fucking England or something. They're just bringing you all kinds of drinks. Shifter just wolfing down chicken wings and all kinds of food. Yeah, right. Yeah, just tip your servers. That's great. You know, that's really helpful. And don't forget to tell them to hold the garlic too. Right? All right. Hey, thanks, folks. That's all for me tonight. You've been a great crowd. I will see you next time. Bye-bye.